Well, according to the senator, a traditional family is someone exactly like him, someone who is married with two children. But I don't think there's any such thing as a traditional family. If you look at the Australian Bureau of Statistics, which is, you know, I think you can rely on it for being fairly objective, it, in its review of family structure, says that the largest family structure at the moment is a couple family with no children, and that's followed by couple families with dependent children, and then there's the first one is 40% of our people are in that first category, couples with no children. 37% are in the couples with dependent children, and there are only 10% or about that with families with dependent children. So, and then within all of those things, there are so many things like you might say a couple with children, but you know, are they the first time they've been married? And the same with single families. You can't say that, you know, you wouldn't know whether or not there were children of divorcing families who might share the childcare on alternate weeks or something like that.
Right. So has there been a shift, say, in the last few years away from, you know, this idea of the nuclear family?
Well, only in the sense that there are more people at home with no children than there are with children. But I think the thing to look at is why is this being said at the moment? I have a feeling that the senator from South Australia, no one would have taken any notice of him if he hadn't started saying these outrageous things. So I think he's just courting the publicity. And I was mindful of so many people who've made their comments have not read his book. So I thought, well, I'll go and have a look at Google Books and try and read the first 100 pages. But what I turned up was a Tea Party American book called The Conservative Revolution. So I didn't get very far.
Well, at least you tried, I suppose. You know, Senator Bernardi is only a backbencher in the government. I mean, surely, do you not think that as much as people may disagree with his views, he still has the right to espouse them?
Of course he has the right to espouse them, but he's not just... if you're a senator, you're not just an individual person. You're a person who is representing the electorate that who elected you, and so he should be there for the benefit of all people, people who are, you know, whether they're gay or straight, what their religion, or whether they've got no religion at all. He shouldn't just be trying to say, this is how you should be, and if you're not like that, that you're beyond the pale. That's what's the worrying thing.
In his book, he makes comments about, children conceived through IVF or children raised in single-parent homes. I mean, is there any evidence that points to them being more prone to criminality or promiscuity, as he suggested in the book?
Well, look, actually, it's the funny thing, the things which he says, the statistics seem to go against that on almost every point. The Bureau of Statistics people said that crimes against people in single families were the highest. So it's not the crimes they make, but you know, they that it's the crimes against them. And there's also another point that it's a rather controversial book, but Leavitt and Dubner, in their book called Freakonomics, they had looked at studies when there was the Roe versus Wade finding in America in 1973, which made abortion legal, and they looked at studies. Before then, the poor women weren't able to get abortions, and so they were the ones almost without exception who were the ones who had children that they didn't want, and when they were poor. But once the abortion was available, Leavitt and Dubner argue that 18 years later, the children that weren't born because the women were able to have abortions, the crime rate reduced dramatically. So, you know, there are all sorts of things that people can argue, but the thing that's worrying is that even if it were true that, the crime did increase because of the children being raised in poor circumstances, what you should be thinking of is what can you do to try and make it so that these people raising kids by themselves and these children have got every possible chance rather than trying to demonise them.
You were just touching on their abortion, particularly in the US, but I mean, Senator Bernardi, he's called abortion a death industry and people who choose abortion as a pro-death. I mean, how is it that we're to interpret these comments now in 2014?
Well, obviously he doesn't like it, but it's that is such a sort of an emotional way to talk about abortion that it's not the sort of thing that any woman would choose lightly, and if the circumstances are so dire that they've absolutely, the child might have significant disability in utero, or they might be, just at a stage in their life when they're, say, teenagers, when they just can't support a child, if they're going to be denied an abortion, which seems to be what Senator Bernardi would like, That's absolutely appalling.
All right, well, thank you very much for joining us here on The Daily, Dr. Windham.
Thank you very much for
asking.
It's been
an absolute pleasure.
Bye.
And that was Dr. Diana Windham, who's a historian and author of Populate and Perish, which is Australians Women's Fight for Birth Control. She was chatting to us about Senator Cory Bernardi's comments last week on non-traditional families. Now, stay tuned, because coming up, we're going to be talking to an expert in the US in the study of bodybuilding anabolic steroids to find out more about their potential negative side effects and the possibility of their role in this spate of one-punch violent acts we've been seeing across Sydney. I'm not going to call it king hits because it's just ridiculous, to be honest. I'm sounding a little bit AM at this time in the morning, but really they are just cheap shots. So we'll be checking out another angle on that here on The Daily, so stick around for that. But now, here's something I'm going to bring to you from Hammock from their album Oblivion, should I say, Hymns, and this is Tres Domine. You're on The Daily with me, Jamie Travers.